big guy chased me. I climbed a fence. It's all a blur.
Great, so now if I don't get the perfect score, at least I have someone to blame.
Smart People is a new comedy directed by Noam Muro from a script by Mark Poirier.
Dr. Hartigan.
Its impressive cast includes Thomas Hayden Church, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Juno's Ellen Page, but it's all really anchored by Dennis Quaid, who plays a middle-aged English professor at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh.
I reread your essay, and at first I considered giving it a higher grade, but then I decided that the C should stick.
He's a widower with two grown children, and he's a first-class contrarian and curmudgeon.
I should have been more diplomatic and less pompous as your professor.
Character's name is Lawrence Weatherhold. He teaches Victorian literature. He's shopping around an unpublishable manuscript attacking every other school of critical thought in the universe, and he's just basically a grouchy, contrarian guy.
I haven't been on a date in a while.
He has two grown children, one of them who lives with him, his daughter, a high school senior, played by Ellen Page.
Well, Vanessa is the perfect little housewife. I mean daughter.
Oh, yes. If by perfect you mean not retarded / suffering from insurmountable credit card debt, then yes, I am indeed perfect.
One day his adoptive brother, Chuck, that's Thomas Hayden Church, shows up to sleep on his couch, try to borrow money, and just generally be a nuisance.
I'm a little low on cash right now.
Also complicating Lawrence's life are the romance that he strikes up with a former student who's now an emergency room doctor. She's played by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hi.
You're the doctor girlfriend, right?
You're the adopted brother, right?
Now, the real charm of this movie is that the plot, it doesn't really matter as much as the characters. It's a wonderful collection of highly idiosyncratic, mildly ridiculous, but very real and ultimately very touching and sympathetic people. And part of the point of Smart People is that no matter how smart you are or think you are, you can still have trouble navigating the most basic decisions and choices in your life. And no matter how far along in life you get, you still face these basic questions. How are you going to act? Who are you going to be? How are you going to relate to the people around you? What is happiness going to consist of for you? And what makes this movie, I think, unusually rich and subtle is that it faces these questions without predetermined answers, without a lot of sentimentality.
Don't forget! I'm sorry! I love you!
And with a real feel for how people act and talk and behave around each other.
What is it?
I love you too, man.